Welcome to the conference call of Illumeo SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Wolfgang Buyer.
Good afternoon to everybody. My name is Wolfgang Buyer. I'm the Chairman of the Board of Illumeo SE, and I'm here together with my colleagues Florian Spatz, our Head of Sales, and Dr. Riad Mourallah, our Chief Financial Officer, and we are going to present to you the financials for the first quarter of 2021. In summary, this quarter has been a very successful quarter for Illumeo SE. We have been able to continue the good development that we have seen in 2020. As you know, we have already published a trading update in the beginning of this year, during which we said how we were expecting the first quarter to develop, and we're happy to announce that we have been able to slightly exceed the expectations of that quarter. Our revenue raised by 28% from the first quarter of 2020, and we have been able to increase our gross profit slightly higher, so that in total it went up to 7.2 million, which enabled us to also improve our EBITDA and also the after-tax result significantly, and we posted an after-tax result of 0.8 million euros in the first quarter, which is now in total, I think, the fourth quarter in a row during which we have been able to improve our results quite a lot. Our cash level continues to be strong. We currently hold 2.5 million euros in liquid cash, even though in the first quarter we have paid down a substantial amount of trade liabilities. As you all know, currently the corona pandemic causes many problems in India, and also has had quite an impact on our value chain in India. And in order to support our partners and manufacturing capabilities in India, we have decided to pay our invoices in India a little bit faster than we would usually do, in order to enable our partners in India to be able to manage the crisis a little bit more freely. The classic webshop increased by 41%, so also here we have seen a continued significant increase, and the gross profit increased by 81%. The German TV business, which has been a stagnant business for quite some time, actually in the first quarter developed also very nicely, and we have been able to post the highest margin on the most successful quarter in the history of the business in terms of margin generated by the German TV business. So in total, we can be quite happy with the result. Already when we published the numbers for the full year 2020, we started to explain to you a little bit what our new app feature, Mein New Velo, is and what we're trying to accomplish with this feature. When we had the full year conference call, we said that we were going to launch this feature in April, close to Easter, which we did. Since then, this feature has developed very nicely. The number of videos that we're playing out with this feature is constantly increasing, and we assume that it will continue to grow. And then subsequently also the sales that we are going to generate with this feature are going to go up, and my colleague Florian Spatz is going to explain you a little bit more how we see the future development of this. Our outlook stays the same from our last call, and I'm going to explain you a little bit more about the outlook and also on how the second quarter has been going when we come to the end of the presentation. Now I will hand over to Florian Spatz, who's going to guide you through the sales numbers of the business.
Yeah, many thanks. Good day also from my side. So I'm going to guide you through some key developments in sales in the first quarter of 2021. I will start on slide number 6 with our live show channel, which is, as you know, the biggest sales channel of Illumeo. And I'm very happy to inform you that in terms of gross margin, as Wolfgang already said, we had the best first quarter for our TV business Germany in the history of the company. So as you can see on the left side, we clearly grew compared to the first quarter, and we were also able to beat the fourth quarter in 2020. And I'm particularly happy about this because it was reached despite our cost saving reduction of live broadcasting hours. So in less hours of live show, we were able to generate a more total margin. There are several success factors for this. One is the introduction of a new little format called Top Teaser Auction. Basically, every TV shift, which normally lasts between 1.5 to 2 hours, gets a special selected product, which is highly attractive for customers with an excellent value for money, and which we have in very high quantities. And as you can see on the upper right side, these top auctions have a profit per show minute, which is 3 times higher compared to our general PPM. They account for 12% of our total live gross margin in Q1 21, and this with only 4% of the airtime share. Moreover, we had some really strong performing specials in the first quarter of 2021. Not only the luxury brand Ferrari performed very well, we also had Annette with Diamonds, Chef Sache, so several interesting formats for our customers that performed really well. We also had a strong January sale, where we were able to sell products at a relatively high percentage margin, clearly higher compared to the previous years in the January sale. And this also very much helped us to drive the margin. And finally, also an effect of our optimized broadcasting schedule. In the first quarter of 2021, we had a higher airtime share of fresh and good performing products, which increased from 12% of airtime share in Q1 2020 to 25% in Q1 21. On slide number 7, you can see that also our static webshops clearly increased compared to the previous year quarter. Compared to Q1 2020, the revenue increased by 42% and the margin increased by 81%. So as in the previous quarters, main growth driver are optimizations of our online marketing channels. We also implemented a new tool, a special analytics tool that helps us to understand customers' behavior on the website. We have a better understanding now where customers have problems in the checkout, in the product detail page, etc. So with this tool we can improve the digital experience of our customers and improve the conversion rate. Moreover, we are increasing the high-value sales, mainly with KPI and based product sorting that gives more exposure to the higher-priced items. And we also launched several new marketing and gamification elements that give customers always a good reason to come back to the shop and check if there's something new. On slide number 8. We can see that we were very successfully able to scale our online marketing for new customers. We increased the web marketing expenses in the first quarter by 123%, and at the same time we were able to acquire a plus 164% of new customers. Mainly due to the increased online traffic that allowed us to scale the online marketing, due to the lockdown situation, but also thanks to an improved targeting, to a more specific targeting of potential new customers, We did some SEO improvements, so we are also improving the organic traffic. In Q1 2021, we have increased this by 19% compared to Q1 2020, and clearly improved in the Google ranking for relevant keywords. And we also had a very strong acquisition of new customers during our January sale. Moreover, we are also putting a focus on retargeting these one-time buyer new customers offline with physical letters inviting them to come back to the shop and buy a second, third, and fourth time, and also online via the main marketing channels for retargeting such as Criteo. Yeah, in order to make sure they come back and buy on a regular basis. And the first data we see from the new customers acquired these past months look very promising, so I think they will have a very good customer lifetime value. Finally, on slide number 9, I would like to show some first data of our innovative mobile app feature called MyNewVelo or MyUVelo. So first of all, once again, what is MyUVelo and what's the difference between this and our classical TV show? So in our TV show, we are producing one show for many viewers. Everyone sees the same show, everyone sees the same articles, and this is totally different in MyUVelo because here every customer gets his own, his individual show, a one-to-one communication, where customers get a personalized product offering based on their preferences. So there's an artificial intelligence that determines the program for each viewer individually. We take into account the purchase history of these customers. We take into account the behavior of the customers in the app because they can swipe to switch to the next video, so we can learn from their swipe behavior if they like the product or not. We are also taking into account data we get from other channels such as customer behavior in the web shop, and make sure we show a customer's most interesting products in the app. The videos are taken from our live show and stored in our database, so there's no additional cost in producing the content for this function. And on the right side, you can see the first data. So of course, we are still at a very early stage, but the feedback we receive from our customers is extremely positive, and the first data points we are receiving are very promising. So here you can see the average number of videos watched per day. We released the feature in March, and you can see that here